the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. As I was thinking about this morning's sermon, I began to think a little bit of how thankful I am and how blessed I feel that our children have been back in school since, I think, about the beginning of January or so, after they finished one of their Christmas break. Lucia is now in school 4 days a week, which is great. She goes from Monday to Thursday. The older two are on a hybrid system, so they go to school on 2 days a week. And for us at our home, they go on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Now, it has been great, but I have noticed that our kids do still have a little bit of time on their hands, especially the older two. Now, they do what they're supposed to do on the 2 days they're home. They go online, but then when they're done with that, well, they don't do too much. When Presidera and I come home, we were finding dishes all over the place in the sinks. We were finding pans that they used for lunch, still dirty, on the stove. We would walk around the house and find glasses in just about every room. So it seemed they weren't doing too much. So we asked them, we said, well, what are you guys doing while we were gone? And we knew the answer to that, which was not much. The problem is that they had all this time and they weren't using it wisely. They weren't helping us around the house. And in the end, they really weren't being all that productive. So we decided that we were going to give our kids a little bit of help. So we were going to leave them a list of things they had to do. So we reminded them, when you're done with school, you need to wash all your dishes. When you're done washing the dishes, make sure that you wash whatever you use to cook your lunch. Walk around the house, right? Pick up all your dishes. And it would be nice if you remembered to please pick up your room as well. Now, the issue is when Presidetta comes home from work, what we didn't want was more work for her to do. As they were waiting, we wanted them to be productive, or at least as productive as they could possibly be. As Christians, we know the Lord has a very similar expectation for each of us. As we sit here today, we are waiting. We are waiting for our Lord and Savior to return. We are waiting. But the question is, how? How are we waiting for Jesus to return? Are we being productive? Are we using what He has given us wisely? Today's scripture reading asks us to consider this very important question. What are you doing with the time the Lord has given you? What are you doing with that time and with the gifts He has given you as well? Today, let us consider what is the expectation that our Lord has for us that we can better wait for His return. So our reading today comes to us from the Gospel of St. Matthew. It's a familiar reading. This parable is usually called the parable of the talents. And it is one where we hear our Lord telling us that a man who owned a lot of land, who was very wealthy, he decides he's going to go on this journey. And when he goes on this journey, he decides to leave his servants in charge. So he gives them part of his property. The reading tells us that he gave them these talents, or he gave them a certain sum of money. To one servant, he gave 5 talents. To another, he gave 2. And then we know the last one received 1. But the thing to remember is that each of them, all of them received something. Then we begin to hear what they did with what their Lord had given them. The first two, the scripture tells us, were quite diligent, right? They took that money and they put it to work. And when they were done, when the Lord came, it had multiplied. The last servant, well, as we know from the reading, he wasn't so diligent, was he? He was a bit timid. He got a little scared. So he took a shovel, he dug a hole, and he threw that money into the hole. Now, it's important that we stop for a minute and consider exactly what's happening here. Again, the master has given each of them a gift, right? He's giving each of them something. Most people interpret this sum of money to be the gifts or talents that God has given to each of us. The master of Christ is going to be happy with some and upset with others because of how it is we decide to use or not use what he's given us. But what we tend to forget is that he gave them one more gift. And that gift that he gave them was the gift of time. See, the reading tells us that after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. The master gave them this gift of time. He gave them time in order to use their talents. He gave them time to invest the talents that they were given. He gave them time not to waste, but in order to be productive. Our Lord is trying to show us and teach us what faithful people are to look like while they wait for him to return. While we wait for him to come, we are to actively use the gifts that he has given to us. We are not to be concerned about how many gifts we may have received or how many gifts other people have received. And we are not to be afraid. We are not to fear what is going to happen when Christ comes back. We are not to be fearful trying to see, is he coming now or is he coming at this time? For us, it is to be ready and to be prepared. That means we are to use what God has given us and with the time that he has granted each of us. I want to leave you with one more thought. An American author by the name of Edward Hale once wrote, "I am only one, but still I am one. I cannot do everything, but still I can do something. And because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do something that I can do." I think these words are important for us to consider. The Lord does not expect any of us to do everything, but he certainly expects us to do something. Each of us is asked to remember that we have been given gifts. We all have been given a resource, and we have been given one more blessing, and that is time. As we sit here today, as you sit at home watching this live stream, as we reflect on the message of this parable, let us ask the question, how am I waiting for Christ to return? Am I putting my gifts to work? Am I using what God has given me to further his ministry of love? Even though I am only one person, what is it that I can do with the time that I have been given? Let us prayerfully consider this so that we too may hear these words. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise.